Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, good morning, Tim. Great to be with you this morning.
The good news, a week away from Election Day with the early voting that wraps up on Friday. One more week for us to hear that commercial, that jingle that, that some of us go to sleep with. I say that. I guess if there's a runoff, we'll hear it for another couple of 3 weeks. What's the story? Tell me about that jingle. Where'd that come from?
You know, good morning, Tim. One of the things for me, I've always tried to run a positive campaign. I run on me and what I can do to help improve your life and other people's lives here in the state of Georgia. For me, we have far too much negative campaigning. And when my guys first told me they wanted to do a jingle, I thought, well, y'all are crazy. But it is an upbeat message, and it is got a good opportunity to change the dynamic of some politics.
How long have you, a decade or more in the Senate? How long have you been there?
I'm on my 12th year. Okay. So for me, our terms are 2 years. We get to get reelected or not every 2 years.
By the way, you, and I know you've pursued this, evidently not to great success, at least not so far. You had the idea, and it's occurred to me over the years. I don't know the difference in being a state rep and a state senator, except senators have to represent more people. Same amount of tenure, 2 year terms, and the same amount of pay, as far as I understand. So your idea was to, you know, okay, double the time that a senator would serve. That didn't get off the ground, or at least it hasn't yet.
Couldn't get the House to pick it up and talk about it at all. So that bill still sits in a drawer in my office at the Capitol.
Now, what's your rationale for wanting it to change?
Well, for me, we elect our local officials, for most of them, for 4 years. If you really want to slow down the amount of money that and what's going on in politics, said if you only have to run half as much, you only have to raise half as much money. So for me, it's about reducing what level of influence that may bring to some people.
State Senator Frank Ginn, I say this all the time in the context of the influence that government has over our lives. I wish it didn't matter as much as it seems to who the president is, who the governor is, who my state senator is. If government weren't so darn powerful, it wouldn't matter who occupies these seats nearly as much as it does.
Well, you know, Tim, for me, I spent 20 years managing three local governments before I ran for the state Senate. The government reaches out and affects every part of your life. The closest and the one that you see the most often is your local government. And I'm a big fan of local government. It's local control. What issues are coming up? You get outside of that, you get to the state level, and, you know, we have the least impact and the least amount of change that we can do on the federal government. But obviously, all levels of government can change our lives in so many different ways. It's important that people get out to vote and that they do make sure they research their candidates and make sure that they're working for them.
Why do you think, Senator Ginn, why do you think not one but two primary challengers this year? What changed from previous election cycles? One thing to have Democrats running against you, got people in your own party running against you.
Well, it is painful to have that. But, you know, for me, I'm glad that we live in a country where people can decide, hey, I want to run for office. The qualifying fee is quite low, so it's $400 to qualify to run. The process, I guess, when you look, the district changed quite a bit geographically. That could have had a play into it, but I think that the pandemic and some pent up frustration with what's going on the federal level, and a lot of people run their campaigns based on federal issues. I'm much more of the believer that, you know, what can we do here in Georgia to address the needs and desires of our voters.
State Senator Frank Ginn with us this morning. Again, Election Day 1 week away, early voting wrapping up on Friday, a half dozen advanced voting sites in Athens. I voted myself yesterday at the library. It was quite simple process of doing a good job there. Your thoughts on elections and election reforms? You were a champion for Senate Bill 202. Did that fix everything? What's left to fix?
Well, there's a couple things that I would have loved to have got across the finish line in this current year. And that was what happens with the chain of custody on ballots. And what I think that probably the biggest potential pitfall with our elections right now is what happens on absentee ballots. And there's some other states that you know, we've looked at with a security paper. One of the things that for me, you want to try to make it fair and honest elections that are not out there for people to take advantage of a situation. One of the things in the legislature, we can only pass laws that affect from the day we pass them moving forward. So I know there's a lot of frustration, and myself included, with what happened in the 2020 election.
But what's your big concern about 2020? If you could, I know you're about to say, well, you can't retroactively do things. If you could, what would you go back and revisit?
For me, I would have loved to have had some measures in place with the absentees. Get rid of the drop boxes. I mean, absolutely, they serve no purpose. They're an opportunity for people that can go out and do ballot harvesting, which is against the law. What we've got to do is...
Do we have credible evidence that it happened?
Well, I don't know. I'm not the judge and jury. I'm the lawmaker. So for me, I hope that our law enforcement officials are looking into the situations that I've seen on video, what's going on there. I don't know. That's one of the things that I don't know that... You don't know what you don't know. So for me, I've seen some things that are very questionable that make you say, why is somebody dropping a stack of ballots into a drop box and then peeling off rubber gloves? Those kind of things are what you got to look at, and just common sense says this is not right.
You know, I was listening to your answer, Senator Frank Ginn, there. A couple of I don't knows. That is a rare phrase in life, but especially in politics. Not enough of us eager to tell us that we don't know when we don't know things.
Well, for me, I've always tried to make sure I'm working to solve the problem. If I don't know the answer, I'm going to work to try to get to it. And that's where I'm an engineer, and you know, we love to solve problems, but we dang sure don't know everything.
Senator Frank Ginn out there on the re-election campaign trail. The briefest of breaks, back with more Classics of Today, WGAE. What led you to pursue the legislature the first time around?
Well, you know, had a great friend that said either you're part of the problem or you're part of the solution. And for me, because I've had the experience in local government and addressed a lot of problems that people deal with on the local level, I thought I could use that experience to go to the state and help. If you remember, 14 years ago, we were looking at 14% unemployment. We were looking at people losing their homes. There were so many things
The Great Recession, so-called, 2008-2009.
Upside down. And for me, I said, hey, I think I can help, and decided that I wanted to do something on a bigger scale. And for me, that was what motivated me to help solve the problem on the state level. And today, I look at where we're at. We've been able to push unemployment down to below 3%. When you've got everybody working together, and there's not that section that's not pulling their weight, that everybody's paying into the system, we can pay a lower rate. And that's why we've been able to lower taxes. We're lowering the tax burden to the individual. And those are the things that, for me, mean a lot. We've been able to provide better services to the citizens. We're improving our transportation. We're improving all of the different qualities of life, expanding your freedoms. Those types of things.
You mentioned the budget situation and the tax rebate, I guess is the right way to say this. I keep getting a note from a friend of mine. He's down home. Tell me about those stimulus checks the state sent. I'm like, wait a minute, man. These ain't stimulus checks. This is not Washington money that they're printing up. This is money that people overpaid to state government. They paid more. We sent more to Atlanta than Atlanta needed to operate the state government for a year. So you folks are sending some of it back. When do those checks go out, or do you know?
They're actually going out right now. Those checks are direct deposit, some of them are checks, but it's real money. It's not we're printing money. We don't have a printing press like the federal government. These are your tax dollars that we're turning back to the citizens. And so if you paid in taxes, that money's coming back to you because the state, we had an excess, and for me, it is your money, so we want to make sure that you know how you want to spend it.
Well, now, that said, Senator Ginn, a lot of that money that was printed up there in D.C., all those stimulus dollars, American Rescue, whatever we call it, a lot of that money did land in the legislature and at the local government level, to the point where we got local governments and, to some extent, state government that every budget cycle out there trying to find quarters under sofa cushions, suddenly having to think up things to do with all of this money. It's fair to say, is it not, that some of those federal dollars helped you folks address this year's budget?
I'm going to tell you, Tim, one of the things that those federal dollars, all they did was drive up inflation. Said they, when we look at, you know, there is no such thing as a free lunch. And when the Fed start printing money, all that means is our money's worth less. When I look at what's going on the Washington side of politics, it's not pretty. And that's where, as we look at our economy, they can send us into a downward spiral, whether you want to call it a recession or depression. It depends on whether it's you or your neighbor that's lost their job. For me, I want to try to make sure that as we move forward in here, we're talking about real money and real jobs and real things that help our Georgia citizens.
You know, somebody told me once that if you want to hear Governor Kemp, Brian Kemp, if you want to hear him use words you can't say on the radio, ask him about going to Washington in some capacity or other. Has that ever occurred to you? You mentioned Washington. Maybe Congress. I mean, has that ever crossed your mind?
No, sir. So not at all. I'm elated to live here in Georgia. You know, those folks that go to Washington, I pity them. So they, it is a very tough job. I know that we've had some great folks on the federal level, but that's a different pond that I don't want to swim in.
So what do you have left to do? Again, you mentioned you came on board. The first election, I guess, would have been 2008 and running for another term now. What's left to do legislatively?
Well, you know, you're always trying to make life better. Said for me, I'm an old 4-H'er. And the motto of 4-H, you may remember, is to make the best better. Well, we live in the best state. One of the things I was proud to do as the chairman of Economic Development and Tourism a long time ago was get Georgia recognized as the number one state in the nation to do business. For me, we've been able to keep that in effect here in Georgia for the last 8 years. The you know, one of the things, when you get to number one, there's a lot of people that are coming after you. So it gives you good competition to move the state forward.
Now, what criteria, by the way, we hear that and the governor says it in virtually every speech. What criteria are we talking about here? It's one that, okay, we're a low tax state compared to California, New Jersey, some of the others. What besides that?
Well, Tim, I'll encourage you to check the quality of life, what's going on here in Georgia, what we do with our parks, recreation, what we do with libraries, what we do with education. What we do, go get your dark glasses on, close your eyes, and go let somebody drive you across any of the state lines between Georgia and our surrounding states. If you can't feel it in your seat as you drive, the potholes and other things that are going on in other states around us, our transportation network, we have the biggest port, best port, on the eastern seaboard, it's the largest single port in the country. When we start looking at those types of things, that's what drives industry. We look at Atlanta Hartsfield, what's going on with it? We've got so many assets, and we've got to continue to improve because the competition is pretty stiff. We look at what's going on across the world. We compete globally. It's all what's going on here in Georgia, but for me, I'm proud to say we are the number one state because of so many different factors.
Now, you mentioned Senator Frank Ginn, the roads, and by some metric or other, I read this years ago, and last I knew it was still the case, the DOT, the Georgia DOT, spending more per capita, I think it was, than most any other state in terms of road maintenance. Now, that money, a big chunk of it, comes from the state gas tax, which for the moment we have suspended. Of course, that's going to lapse at the end of the month. You can't suspend that tax indefinitely, and those high gas prices we're paying now about to get even higher.
Well, that's true, but, you know, this is where, to me, we talk about the different levels of government, whether it be on the federal, the state, or the local. This is one that, unfortunately, when the current administration came in federally and immediately stopped the drilling and stopped the pipelines and stopped the things there, what do you expect? That kind of mistake is where we really hurt all of our American citizens, not just those in Georgia.
Again, State Senator Frank Ginn, running for another term, would like to spend at least another couple of years as a state senator. Do you have any kind of a finish line in mind, or are you just taking this term by term, day by day, election by election?
You know, for me, I'm excited to see the improvements that we've made in Georgia. When I know it's disappointing to me to lose some of the great folks that I have in the district that are serving in the House right now. Said the we're losing Terry England, Tommy Benton. You know, those are folks that
those folks are retiring.
They're retiring. They've decided not to run anymore. And I know that, you know, that decision will be one that is always out there for me, whether it's driven by the voters or a decision of my own. That's one of the things that for me, I think that when you don't enjoy it anymore and you don't feel like you're making a difference, you need to step down. For me, there's so many different things, and I can tell you that whether it's I see a lot of legislators that when they get there, because of the low pay of the legislature, it's only $17,342 a year. Said a lot of people get there in the first term, they realize I can't live and run a business at home that's not.
Especially these guys, it's not even easy for you driving in from Madison County or Franklin County, but these folks, you're driving up from Waycross for $17,000 a year, leaving your office and your family. We don't spend enough time, people like me, don't spend enough time thinking about that.
Well, and this is where, for me, I introduced legislation with some colleagues to allow the voters in Georgia to set the salary of the legislature. And for me, those are things that when you start looking, most people think if you go ask a crowd of 100 people, you'll see a lot of people that think we're making over $100,000 a year. Said they, a matter of fact, my opponent, one of them, the mail pieces put out, said I was making $180,000 in salary. Well, the truth is that $17,342 times 11-something years, that gets you to $180,000.
Yeah, okay.
So let's put a little fact into the picture. But for me, I do think that it is important that the average person should be able to run for office and serve. We're a citizen legislature, and one of the things for me, I want to try to make sure that not just the elite, not just the retired, but your average citizen can run and serve in the legislature.
FrankGinn.com, and that's G-I-N-N, FrankGinn.com is the campaign website. A week to go, you thinking runoff, you preparing for runoff, or you think this thing ends on next week?
Well, you never know. That's one of those things when you have three people in the race, you run like you're 10 points behind, you never slow down, and try to never look back. I'm always looking for where we are, so I'll be prepared for whatever happens a week from today. And I'd encourage the voters to really, they're the ones that decide. So for me, if you want to have a positive impact in Georgia and a positive campaign, look at where I've been. I'm the one that's in the race that has a track record. You know the issues. So for me, I want to try to make sure that we get the voters out. They're the ones that decide.
All right. Again, FrankGinn.com, the website. State Senator Frank Ginn, thanks so much for your time this morning. Best of luck on Tuesday.
You. Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.